Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And welcome to the segment we call this one here, our practical Christianity segment, right? Make it practical, where we try and bring down those lofty theological concepts, sometimes arbitrary and a bit theoretic, right? And we say, let's make them practical. Let's apply them into life and see how they will fit in. Today, as we continue with our entertainment and Christianity segment, we're saying, how do we guard those gates? In ancient world, cities were only as secure as their gates, right? That's why they spoke about these big, giant gates at the city doors, right? The points where everything, right, and everyone entered at this space. They enter, they exit. Anyone who would come in or out went through this one particular space. Now, today in our hyper-connected digital age, we carry these gates with us everywhere we go, in our pockets. Right, from the earbuds that stay in all day to listening to the podcasts that narrate our commutes and the social media feeds that never stop scrolling, we are constantly munching on information. I don't know if you've noticed of late that as you try to exit, let's say you were on some social media site and you say exit, it doesn't take you out, it takes you to the beginning of a new feed. It's only as you press exit maybe twice or three times, then it says, oh, okay, you want to leave, fine, humbug here. and that's what we're talking about, right? That if the ears are truly the portal to the soul, right, they're the entrance into the feeding of our system, what happens when these gates are left wide open? Yesterday, we hinted on Proverbs 4:23, mentioning how we need to guard the heart, from out of it spring the issues of life. Is the music we call just a vibe actually just a vibe, or it's actually planting some seeds of something, be it anxiety, be it lust, or even compromise in our hearts? Let's have a chat about that. And joining us is our evangelist, Babu Choko Gudza. He's on the line to share with us this morning more on how we can look at the overlap between Christianity and entertainment. So good morning to you. Welcome again to AWR.
Hey, good morning, Uncle Derek. Hey, good morning to all your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Hoping that we find you well on this Wednesday.
Well as can be. I hope you're doing well yourself.
No, the Lord is keeping us. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate your presence right here. Now, we are looking today at guarding gates. When you look at the book of Samuel, especially the first book, Samuel, in chapter 16, David's music caused a harmful spirit that had come upon the king Saul to depart. Just the entrance of music made a difference. Conversely, maybe looking at the impact then of music, can certain music or maybe even angry podcasts, if you will, make it such that there is an invitation of a heavy or an oppressive atmosphere, or even like we see in Saul's case, an evil spirit now finding residence in our souls?
Man, I love that the Bible includes that detail in the story of David and Saul. The first point I'd want to make to this question is to agree with you, to say, you know what we listen to, especially music and other audio forms of media, do unfortunately impact us one way or the other. In 2025, depression remains a major global health crisis. We're in 2026 now, but you know, these are the stats that I could find according to the World Health Organization, with over 280 million people affected worldwide. And you wonder, why has it become such a prevalent issue in our day? One may argue to say that perhaps there's more conversation around the issue. But I want to say the music that we are listening to has a very large effect as to how we the outcome, you know, of our lives. Yeah. So with depression, for example, you find that there's an interest in people listening to sad music, music of regret, and you listen to, all the pop hits that are out there. It's songs of regret, it's songs of breakup, it's songs of being sad, being a loner. And I'm not saying that all songs are like that, But you find that the content of the most popular songs is content that people, relate to on an emotional basis. And as a result, you find that an evil spirit, instead of leaving, actually enters the
Gets
soul.
invited,
The same
yeah.
is true. The same is true for podcasts as well. You've got a lot of activism and voices speaking around modern issues, issues around gender-based violence, issues around identity, sexual orientation, and all these issues that are a reality that most young people and the population in general are suffering with. And you find that with the anger and passion that some of these popular voices speak with, it does nothing but invoke anger within people. I remember one I remember a time when I passed a comment in a group regarding sexual orientation, and I just said something that was merely biblical, but perhaps it's the way in which I said it. I'm telling you, I've never seen a person switch from being normal to being angry, triggered, if you will. And you find that all these things are coming with the information that we allow, to enter through our ears. And unfortunately, instead of bringing, a speech without seasoning, music without seasoning, instead of bringing about positive outcomes in our lives, actually brings about and invokes, evil spirits, if you will, as we read from the book of First Samuel.
It just goes to show that there is nothing ever neutral, right? Especially in the space of music. I'm reminded a couple of years back, I was into this black consciousness movement things, and I would listen to this artist. Hey, and by the time you go out, you see anyone of a different skin, you want to just
Can I tell you something real
yeah,
quick
yeah.
with regards to that? I do actually share a similar experience. There was a time where I found myself involved in activism work. I had a bit of influence on social media and I spoke to these issues. Man, it got so bad that whenever I'd get on a flight, I would count the amount of black staff that's on the flight. And over and again, I would prove that why is the pilot not black? The system is rigged. And I'd have this anger, and it came as a result of allowing these voices that speak with so much anger and passion to shape my thinking. Music is not neutral.
Certainly.
Podcasts are not neutral. They either invite peace, worship, clarity of thought, or they can just stir confusion and
Certainly.
agitate passion. And in the book of First Samuel, I think it's a principle that we can apply. David's
100%.
music wasn't just skillful. There was a spirit that attended that music. And yes, we may argue over the beat, the lyrics, and all these things, but the question I want to leave with you is, what spirit does the content that you listen to leave you with? How do you feel after listening to that song or that podcast?
I like that. It wasn't just skillful music. There's a spirit that attends music. And as we listen, what spirit is attending the music we are enjoying it? And I think also just to be, without, of course, belaboring the point, just to add to what you're saying is, I remember a joke that was told a couple who adopt a kid. They maybe, let's say, for this case, the couple is an African couple, right? And then they adopt an Asian child, and they are now worried that, hey, we need to now start taking this child for Asian lessons, because how are they going to learn to speak if we don't get them somebody to teach them, since they're Asian? And it speaks to the argument of nature versus nurture, right? To say, you know what, just because something is doesn't necessarily mean it will be. It can be changed and turned because of the environment it's found in. Just because sometimes we pride ourselves, we are good people, and so nothing from the external can change who I am. But actually, sometimes what you expose yourself to can actually affect how you come out to be. The ears that we are referring to, bringing in information via our auditory senses, are often described as the womb where words are planted as seeds, right? How can you distinguish between seeds of faith and perhaps seeds of doubt when listening to, be it popular music, especially in a secular sense, that or trending audio from the social spaces.
I love this concept that you bring about of, you know, the ear is a womb, and we know that conception, you know, happens in the womb, and there's growth that happens, and the result of that whole process is birth. And when we apply that analogy to our lives, what we put in, you know, through the womb of the ear is essentially what we then give birth. And sometimes it's through our actions, through our mouth, through our decisions. And you find that music really plays a big role in what comes out. I just want to point our attention to the book of Romans, chapter 10. There's this verse that speaks of, you know, so then faith comes by hearing. And this is not, you know, figurative speech, but it's literally saying that faith comes by hearing. And you may ask yourself, hearing what?
Yeah.
And, you know, the verse completes by saying, hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
And I want to reiterate this point, as much as we may hate to hear this, there is no benefit spiritually in taking in content that does not, number one, glorify God, number two, is not based upon truth. And we do know that we are sanctified by the truth, and that truth is the word of God. You know, words are powerful. They implant beliefs, worldviews, and the mind receives this repeated message. And you wonder, why does the world have one voice around certain issues? It's constant repetition of the same thing. And we also need to acknowledge this one point, and I'll quickly, you know, touch on my story.
Okay.
Once upon a time, I was involved in the entertainment industry, spent a lot of time with musicians, and you would think that musicians just write what they like. You would think that there's liberty to write poetry and David writes psalms that glorify and worship God. But I'm telling you, if your favorite secular musician today was to write anything similar to Psalms 23, that song would not make it on any radio station. Why? There's an agenda out there, and we need to acknowledge the Bible when it says we should not be double-minded. We should not have one foot here, one foot there. There's an agenda, and we need to remember that the enemy of souls is fighting for our allegiance, for our attention. And the way he does this is by propagating ideas in our minds. And what does he use? He uses these popular spaces, popular culture, media, music, movies. And you find that all musicians almost have a similar voice. They speak on the same issues. When a musician speaks of drinking alcohol and not sleeping at home and coming back home drunk, and they shoot a video around that, you find that the song tops all the charts.
Yep.
Yet we say, hey, I like my piano, for example, man, the melodies. But dude, are you hearing what the musician is saying?
Exactly.
You know, and we argue these points, and we want to almost baptize our my piano based on the beat. But you realize that the music that's being allowed through the womb of the ear is not music that builds faith, but it's music that leaves us with a child out of wedlock. Music that leaves us craving alcohol. Music that leaves us stopping everything that walks past us because we just cannot control ourselves. So definitely we can get faith by music, but we can also have seeds of doubt and disbelief planted in our eyes. It's so sad, or rather in our ears. It's so sad to, you know, to acknowledge that this is a do or die. It's a choose ye this day type of situation. And I know as humans, we want to find balance, but I want to categorically state that there is no safety in allowing secular music through our ears because the devil is after us.
Indeed, indeed. You know, and then sometimes we then wonder, I don't know how it happened. It just happened. You've trained your mind over and over and over that this is normal. This is okay. This is just life. And there's nothing wrong with this. When we often consume media content, you know, you name the platform with reels that go on for days, right? What features gossip? Things that feature gossip, that feature perhaps mockery and venting, and you know, this sour side of life. I think a couple of days back you were pointing out how there's this sexual jokes and so forth. Looking at Proverbs 17:4, which says a wicked person listens to deceitful lips. How does this apply to content when we scroll through daily? Are we in short, they say, kudziamoto wembava, you know, you become a thief just because you associate with thieves. Is this the same thing, that if we are going to be looking at these things and enjoying them just to pass time, we are also then being associated with them?
One author said that the mind, as you say this, I'm just reminded of the statement, paraphrasing, the mind gradually conforms to what it dwells upon. And unfortunately, this is, you know, a proven fact of science. When you hang out with a certain crowd of people, you tend to conform to their way of doing things. I remember when I was in the entertainment industry, there was a certain way in which we spoke. Funny to hear that, you know, most of the young people are speaking that way now, but it's slang that we began. And just by being around these brewers, we would say, that's, you know, guys, we started speaking a similar way. We started liking, you know, similar habits, and by beholding, we ultimately become changed. So when you consider the book or the verse from Proverbs 17:4, a wicked person listens to deceitful lips, you know, you find that listening is actually participation. You decide, you don't listen by mistake, because you have the choice to walk away.
Yeah.
In a context of media, you have the choice to switch it off, but we find ourselves willingly listening. And scripture doesn't only warn the speaker. In this verse, it also warns the listener. That's because consumption fuels the market for gossip. You know, the more you listen to these the allegations, and it doesn't only make you a wicked person, but it also makes the person who's speaking wicked. So the warning here comes to the speaker and to the listeners. And now I just want to apply this to our modern day, you know, systems of social media, your TikTok reels, like you mentioned early on. You find that there's, you know, science behind what we watch. And when we speak of reels, we cannot divorce it from algorithms. Now, algorithms reward your appetite. You are quickly studied by the first 2-3 videos that you watch, what holds your attention, and what you pause on, you get more of. So spiritually speaking, you decide algorithm by what you dwell on. And if you dwell on gossip, if you dwell on inappropriate, you know, imagery, if you dwell upon sports, if you whatever you dwell upon on social media is essentially what you'll get more of. I know that my wife loves looking at recipes on social media, and when I pick up a phone, it's just recipes all over. And when we pick up your phone, here's the question. What are we going to find as we scroll through your reels? You don't have to answer. But I think that we need to, you know, take care of our spiritual well-being when we interact with these platforms. My big emphasis and drive is that not all secular content is evil.
Okay.
But at the same time, not all is beneficial. So we really need to approach it, you know, with the utmost care. Your scroll history is ultimately shaping your soul history. And when Jesus comes back to this earth, character and that history is what he's going to fetch. So I just want to challenge each and every person to really watch what they watch. And ultimately, remember that we are working towards spending eternity with Jesus.
Profound stuff, profound stuff. Well, thank you so much for that, Baba Choko. As I said, our time has run out for us, but really thank you so much for just encouraging us so well, and for those quotable quotes at the end there. May God bless you, and to which again tomorrow.
Cheers, man. God bless, and thank you for lending us an ear to those who listened.
Amen and amen. Kutiwa, when we pick up your phone, what are we finding? And I think we need to move away from the space where we want to find a what's wrong with what I'm involved in. I think we need to start asking a much more intelligent question. What's beneficial about this thing I'm doing? Not look for the wrong, look for the benefit, look for the right.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.